I offer to be a bodyguard.
House Committee on Revenue for July 2nd, 2015 will come to order. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2288. 2588. I misspoke. Thank you. Christine, would you want to give us the particulars of the Dash 4 amendment, please?
Sure. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2588 has a Dash 4 amendment there in OLIS. And what it does is impose a severance tax of a total of $10 per 1,000 board feet for timber harvested in Oregon. $5 of this amount would go to the Forest Fire Reserve Fund, and an amount necessary for the administration of this fund would go to the Department of Forestry. And then $1 per 1,000 board feet would go to the Watershed Conservation Grant Fund, and then the remaining revenue would go to counties according to their harvest. The revenue impact of the measure is in 1517 $50 million total, and in 1719 $76.6 million total. And these are slightly different than the numbers that I had circulated previously due to the fact that the projection came out from the Department of Forestry for the first quarter of 2017, and then that was used to come up with projections for the future through 2021. There is a fiscal impact on the measure, particularly because the money would be passed through the Department of Revenue, and they would collect and distribute the revenue. DOR believes that they would be able to use existing forms and processes that are used for the forest products harvest tax, but that it would need to add a new auditor or appraiser position at a cost of $142,673 in 1517 to complete the compliance work. And the cost would increase to $203,256 in 2017-19 as the position is fully phased in. And the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, it administers the Watershed Conservation Grant Fund, estimates an additional revenue of $4 million per year that would be available to provide grants. And OWEB typically incurs administrative costs of 10%, but notes the cost to administer the new revenue is indeterminate because it will depend on the complexity of the grant program that is designed.
All right. Thank you. Representative Vega Peterson, the Dash 4.
Chair, I move the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 2588.
Thank you. Representative Vega Peterson moves the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 2588. Colleagues, I'll note that the point of the hearing to the meeting, the work session today is to enter this amendment, get the bill to the Ways and Means Committee. Given the lateness in the session, I have suspicions about whether they'll ever actually be able to consider the bill. A discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Representative, I'm sorry. Yeah. Did I go too fast?
Two objections, I believe.
There were objections.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can I back out of where I am? Because I just dropped the gavel. I can, huh? All right, let's go back.
Should I move to suspend the rules so we can reconsider the moving the amendment?
Certainly, that would be great, and I'd be in favor of that so we can hear the debate.
Okay.
Right. Any objections to the motion to suspend the rules to return to the debate on the Dash 4 amendment? Hearing none, it's so ordered. I think it was Representative Whitsitt, and then Johnson?
So I just am opposed to the entire bill.
Thank you. Representative Johnson?
Well, I would agree. I have no idea why we want to enact or attempt to enact another increase in the cost of doing business for our private timber owners. They're already shouldering a disproportionate share of firefighting costs. The minority, or I think only about a third of the fires that actually occur, are attributable to private forest lands. I just think it's not a good idea. I think it is looking for someone else to be the scapegoat for lack of good federal and state management on their timberlands, and I oppose it.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Now are we ready to vote? I think we better call the roll, and the motion is on the Dash 4 amendment.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Leiniger?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Representative Smith Warner?
Aye.
Representative Woodson?
No.
Vice Chair Vega Peterson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Benz?
No.
Chair Barnhart?
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Vega Peterson?
Chair, I move House Bill 2588 as amended to the floor without recommendation with the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you. Representative Vega Peterson moves House Bill 2588 as amended to the floor without recommendation and with a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Benz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And of course, I join my colleague, Representative Johnson, in the concern about the need for this bill this late date. There is no doubt there is a need for a discussion regarding how we're going to fund the challenges posed by wildfire and the drying climate. As I mentioned to Representative Holby when we discussed this bill an hour or so ago, the prompt for the discussion is welcome. The means of doing it is not. It seems to me that the cost of fire and the cost of how we manage these new challenges is a much broader thing than just that which the folks who own this timber should bear. And they, of course, will be a part of the conversation. I don't like to start out in this fashion, and I don't think the right signal is being sent by moving this bill today, so I'll be a no.
Thank you. Other discussion? Representative Davis, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, staff, for working on this. I do want to note that in my opposition to this bill, it's not because this industry opposes self-imposed costs to deal with wildfires. In fact, just yesterday, I believe on the floor, the House passed with near unanimous support the Forest Products Harvest Tax re-up for this session, which we do every 2 years, which was an increase in the tax over the last biennium because of the increased costs. In addition, landowners pay a per acre tax at an east side and a west side rate, a minimum lot charge, an improved lot charge, and at least from the analysis that I've seen, the amount that our private timber holders pay for fire protection as it compares with Washington, California, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, surrounding states is already higher than any other state, and the general fund bears the lowest burden compared to those states. So I think it's evident that landowners are paying a large share of the costs. Currently, I know that includes part of a premium for a insurance policy. I know there may be issues with that insurance policy going forward, and I appreciate Representative Bent's comments about the need to continually look at this, but I don't think this bill is the right bill at the right time.
Thank you. Other Representative Johnson?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess, too, I just want to say I guess I'm disappointed that the committee would take the time to work a bill like this and pass it out of committee for whatever reason, but yet not choose to take the time to work on the woody biomass tax credit, which I think could go a long ways towards alleviating the problems that I think or this bill is intended to try to help with, i.e. funds for firefighting and so forth. So I'm just frustrated on a lot of fronts on this topic, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other discussion? Let me just add a couple of comments. It is definitely the case that in Oregon, the general fund tends not to be used for many things where it is possible to collect fees. That has been the case generally since Measure 5 passed, and the legislature, those legislatures that none of us were involved in, determined that the best way to manage many areas was to charge fees rather than expect funds from the general fund that it did not have. Hence, we have fees requiring the entire cost of the evaluation of gravel removal from rivers, much higher costs for students at our universities, building code, building permits, which pay the entire cost of inspections, approvals, and on, and a whole variety of other things that I don't know about or haven't thought about. I agree with the general proposition, if in fact that's what people are suggesting, that we need to move some of these things back into the general fund. I would love to do that. The general fund has to be quite a bit bigger in order to pull that off. To channel Representative Holder just a moment, he's commented a number of times on the need to figure out ways to pay for fire protection. I don't suppose, I don't propose that this is necessarily the best approach. I would second Representative Bent's idea that we ought to have a conversation about this. I would disagree with the other thought, part of the thought, though. I think this is a reasonable way to start it. And then finally, my own thought, which is, with all of this, we're covering symptoms. We're dealing with the sequelae of the fact that we're pumping way too much carbon into the atmosphere globally, and Oregon needs to do its part to reduce that. We are not have not done that. We're in the process of doing it. Our efforts so far have been quite anemic. My suspicion is that as it becomes more and more obvious that climate change is changing our local ecology, that we will become much more willing to make the changes that we have to make. Things that appear draconian today will seem like small potatoes in a few years, and that's unfortunate. I think we have to call the roll again, and the motion is on sending this bill to Ways and Means.
Representative Davis.
No.
Representative Johnson.
No.
Representative Leininger.
Yes.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Representative Smith Warner.
Aye.
Representative Whitson.
No.
Vice Chair Vega Peterson.
Aye.
Vice Chair Benz.
No.
Chair Barnhart.
Aye. Motion carries. Bill goes to the Committee on Ways and Means. We close the work session on House Bill 2588. Colleagues, yesterday I said that I thought that was our last meeting. I really mean it this time. Committee's adjourned.